Okay, and do I have your? Okay, I'll ask your name. So, hi there. My name is Maithili. I'm one of the baby doctors. Nice to meet you. Can I confirm your name, please?
Yeah, it's Mrs. Smith.
Okay, well, nice to meet you, Mrs. Smith. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been an
I'm just
kind.
really worried about what this scan shows. The nurse mentioned that the baby had a scan earlier, checking on the brain, and I just want to know what it shows.
Yeah, that's right. I've actually come to give you an update about that, so we can definitely talk about that. Could I just ask, does your little one have a name yet?
Yeah, it's Louise.
Okay, great. Mrs. Smith, I was just wondering, do you have is your do you have a partner with you, or do you want anyone else in the room while I give you this update, just so that we can all talk about it together?
No, I have a partner, but he's at work. So,
Okay.
but I just go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. We can definitely, I can update him as well, later on as well, if needed. I've also got Louise's nurse with us as well, so we can both answer any questions that you may have. Okay. So as you said, so Louise was born a little bit early, so she's 24 weeks, and where we're at the moment is she's stable, clinically. We're supporting her breathing, we're supporting her blood pressure, and we're waiting for a transfer to what is called a tertiary unit, which is a unit that is specializes in dealing with very premature babies like Louise. Yeah. And part of what we do when a little one's born so early is we do a jelly scan of the brain to check for any changes within the brain. And essentially, what the jelly scan showed, which I've just done, is Louise actually has bleeds in both sides of the brain. Now, I appreciate that this might sound quite frightening, but if it's okay, let me just I'll explain to you what that means for her. Yeah. So when babies are born quite premature, bleeds into the brain aren't uncommon. It's because the vessels in the brain are quite friable, and so they're actually quite prone to these bleeds, which is why we actively look for them. And what we do about that is we essentially make sure that Louise's blood is clotting well. So we give her some vitamins that help the blood clot better to try and prevent the bleeding from getting worse. And we also keep a very close eye on what is called her hemoglobin, which is her blood levels, to make sure that they're not dropping, if that makes sense. Yeah. So what's happened with the bleed is can't be reversed, but what we can do is we can try and prevent it from getting worse, if that makes sense. How are you feeling at the moment? I feel like it must be quite overwhelming to get this news after having, had the delivery so
Yeah,
early.
just like what, just because obviously that bleed on the brain sounds really bad.
Yeah.
Does that mean she's going to be disabled?
So there's a spectrum. So in terms of when bleeding in the brain occurs, there's a spectrum. So you can have small bleeds right up to large bleeds that affect the tissue in the brain as well. Currently, where Louise stands is somewhere in the middle. So the bleed is there's a bleed into a pocket within the brain that is putting some pressure onto the brain tissue. And in terms of neurodisability and outcomes for Louise's development, we know that as you get higher on that spectrum, the likelihood of having neurodisability increases. Saying that, it's sometimes, so that's basically an association that we do know. But saying that, it's really difficult to predict what Louise's development is going to look like. So I guess the best way to handle it at this point in time is to try and see what we can do about the bleed and minimizing that effect, the effect and the extent of that bleed initially. And then once that's sorted, we can have a better idea of what Louise's neurodevelopmental outcome will look like once she gets through her neonatal her intensive care period, and she'll be closely followed up for that.
Okay. So what, yeah. So what can we do? Is it definitely like the bleed is just there? Is there a chance it'll go away?
Yeah, so the bleed is there at the moment. What we've done is we're keeping a close eye on her blood levels to make sure that they don't need to be supplemented. We're giving her some vitamins, and we might supplement her clotting to prevent the bleed from getting worse. The bleed will be closely monitored in the days and weeks to come to see whether it's resolving or not. And typically, bleeds like this, your body has a way of just kind of absorbing the blood that is there. So we should see a resolution. That being said, we'll keep a close eye. And if it is getting any worse, we might have to speak to the specialists, so the neurosurgical specialists, to see whether anything needs to be done to help get rid of some of that blood. But those kind of discussions will be had if the scan gets worse. So I don't think we probably don't need to worry about that at the moment. But if that does become an issue, someone will come and discuss that with you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's your 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Is that okay? Do you have any other questions?
No, I think that's everything. If I speak to my partner later, and he has questions, is it okay if I come back to you?
Absolutely. So that's what I was actually going to suggest. What I can do is, I do have some leaflets that we do give parents regarding what these bleeds in the brain mean. So I can give you that leaflet. You can think of any questions that you may have, and then I can come back in about, which is whenever your partner is around, to rediscuss this and answer any more questions that you have. It's likely that my consultant would want to just have a chat to you as well regarding the scan findings. So I'll come back with him. All right. Hopefully this will happen. It'll definitely happen before the transfer. But as I said, the team on the other end will be aware of all of what we found here, and we'll take the steps to closely monitor it and make sure that Louise is okay. All right. Is that okay? Do you have any other questions before we wrap up?
No, I think that's everything. Yeah.
Okay, lovely. I'll be back soon then.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, no problem.